I think a lot of people struggle when they lose because they're worried about what everybody else thinks. Right. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck what everybody else thinks.
What's going on, everybody? It's Rob Tyson, and this is the Climb Audio Documentary Journey. Again, it has been a long time since I recorded an episode. There's various reasons for it, but I have zero excuses, and I'm not even going to pretend to come up with some right now because it doesn't matter. The point is I'm recording something now and I want to bring you some value. I want to give you some perspective, my guys and gals out there that are looking for some answers, maybe some perspectives, maybe not even looking for anything, maybe just wanting to hear my voice. Hello. Let's get right into it. Look, folks, I've been dealing with a situation for a long time. I have a co-parenting relationship and I'm constantly trying to do the right thing with this individual. Let's just jump into it, right? And my guys out there, I know you've experienced something like this in some way, shape, or form. Mine is mild compared to some people out there. There are some men out there that are dealing with co-parents, that are dealing with baby mamas that have to go through the most outrageous, outlandish stuff I could possibly imagine. What I'm going through right now is a walk in the park. And this is not something to complain about, folks. I'm being a man. I'm standing up and I'm giving you a perspective because I think it'll help at least one or two of you, if not now, maybe in the future when you're listening to this, maybe not. But I'm putting it out there for the record to tell everybody that my situation is interesting. For so long, I've always blamed myself, but it has been a superpower. But I've blamed myself for the lack of happiness I can bring my co-parent. And it's driven me to a point of, instead of something bad, something positive came out of it. It drives me. It's a helpful enemy. Now, let me backtrack. Enemy is a heavy word, but it's also a healthy word. Patrick Bet-David, he hasn't finished the book, but he wrote a book about finding your enemy. I believe that's what it's called. Don't quote me on that. I don't know off the top of my back to be specific, but it's find your enemy or something like that. And he explained what it means by finding your enemy. It doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing. An enemy could be a sibling, you know, a rivalry, a boss, an old boss, an old girlfriend, an old boyfriend. And it can be anything. It can be something so minuscule, but use it to drive you for all the right reasons. You see, I have zero ambiguity towards my son's mother. Zero. I've let that go a long time ago. I have no romantic motivation, for lack of a better term, right, to reconcile the relationship in any way, shape, or form at this point. Now, when we first ended it, absolutely. The first 2 years I was lost. I didn't want to break up my family. It really had nothing to do with her. It could have been any individual. That is how much I did not want a broken home. I mean, she literally could have been anybody, but the fact that I had a child with this person and the fact that I had a broken home growing up, I wanted so badly to reconcile that relationship that she could have abused me to the point of, I don't know what. And I still would have wanted to work it out. Now, that's a bad mindset. I understand that. But that is how much I did not want a broken home. So that's to give you context. Not perfect. I had my ups and downs. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to paint myself as a good guy. I'm not trying to paint her as the bad person. I'm trying to give you some context on the situation I'm facing right now. Now, as a man, I'm growing a company in which I love and I'm devoted to. I've devoted myself to God recently. I've always had a relationship with God, but I've devoted myself to Him even more. I've gotten closer with Him. Anytime I face adversity or I'm facing turmoil or something of that nature, I always turn to God now. Before, I used to just say, what can I do to fix this? Now I pray to God and it helps. So I've gotten closer to God. Morally, I've gotten stronger. My values have gotten stronger. My standards have gotten stronger. I don't participate in drinking. I don't participate in drugs. I don't date. I don't go and court women. And that's for my own personal reason, right? I'm trying to focus. I'm trying to keep my energy on growing my company. I'm trying to be the best father I could possibly be. I'm not trying to split my time. One could argue that I could do that, or I could have a girlfriend. That's just my prerogative right now. That's how I feel I should best show up for my son and my situation. Now, moving forward, the relationship with my son's mother and I was not ideal from the beginning. She was just off of a very sensitive relationship. I was naive. I had no idea. I had just moved to Austin, to the city that I live in. I was looking to network with individuals, and I think I've mentioned this story before in the past, but to speed it up a little bit, I've met her. It moved fast. We had a baby a year into knowing each other. I mean, she was pregnant a year into knowing each other. A year later, we had a baby. It was just fast. We were both maybe damaged or looking for something to fill a void in our own lives, but we put something that we both cherish more than anything on this earth. We have a kid walking this earth, and we adore him equally. I mean, we really do. But we got to a point, and where we are now, and hence why I'm creating this podcast, we got to a point where it's no matter what I do or say, no matter how much I accomplish, if I do something wrong, it is exaggerated. If I do a million things right, it is overlooked. Let me repeat that. If I do a million things right, it is overlooked. If I do one or two things wrong, it is exaggerated, and that becomes my identity. And for the longest time, I was like, what can I do? What can I do to make this right? Recently, I said something because she was claiming something that was wrong with our son mentally, and I got upset. And then I was like, you know, he doesn't even know what that is. So I mentioned it to my son, and I said, go tell your mom that I don't have whatever it is that she mentioned. No need to get into details, because that's our business. And she got really upset. Why would you tell our son that? Why would you go to the great lengths to do that? Knowing that it was such a naive little joke, it had nothing to do with me being malicious. It was just poking fun at her for thinking that he had some type of mental handicap of some sort. And it blew up into something. And then at that point, she grew to be angry with me more. She claims she doesn't trust me. And anytime something goes south with her, it's always because she thinks I'm trying to harm her mentally. I'm trying to build a gap or a wedge between her and her son. And I thought, man, why can't she just understand that I'm not like that? And she claims, well, it's actions and da, 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 and all I've ever done is show up for her, you know, when it comes to our son. But then I realized something. Hurt people. And, you know, I told myself, you know, maybe it's not me. Do I have good intentions? Yes. Do I want what's best for my son? Absolutely. Do I devote my whole life to my son? 100%. Do you do the right thing? Always. No. Do you do the right thing most of the time? Yes. I'm being accurate with that. Yes. I'm not perfect. I don't do the things right all the time. Absolutely not. I screw up a lot. But in this particular case, my intentions are always pure when it comes to my son. So I told myself, well, damn. If I do one thing wrong one time and this person exacerbates that into something significantly worse, is it really me? Do I have to spend time? Do I have to invest time into trying to please this individual? Well, I thought so. I thought I had to. I thought I had to, because I thought it was what's best for our son. And then I told myself, but I'm only creating more harm to this family by putting more pressure on myself, by thinking that I can reconcile, that I'm thinking that I can convince this person that I'm not the person that she thinks that I am. I can figure it out. But as I'm spending more time trying to find a solution, I'm burning energy for no reason. I'm burning energy in all the wrong places. And it's only hindering me. And if it hinders me, it hinders my full capacity of being a present father. And then I had an aha moment. Okay, let this motivate me. Yes. Let it drive me for all the right reasons. Yes. But let it not take up my energy in the wrong way. Let it provide me energy to become more successful, to chase excellence, to not to chase the answers, to get this person to realize that I'm not the person she thinks I am. And she will argue, well, there's actions that you do that prove otherwise. Wrong. There's one or two things that I mess up on every now and then where she hangs on there because she needs the validity to tell herself, he does not want what's best for me. He does not respect me. I must crush him. And then it takes weeks and months for her to come around. But again, I came back to the conclusion that hurt people, right? If someone has overcome demons and has reconciled demons within themselves, they would understand and be more understanding and be empathetic in a proper way in a situation like this, because I am. If something goes south, if a conversation between me and her goes south, I'm always like, hey, it's all good. Don't worry, let's move on. Hey, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Let's move on. I'll get upset for maybe one or two days. I'm not perfect, but then I move on. Maybe it's the female nature, but I've known females that are very similar to me that have overcome things very easily. Hurt people. Hurt people. There's nothing you can do for that individual to get them to understand your intentions. You can do everything right for 10 years straight and do one thing wrong for one day. And that person will mark you with the scarlet letter telling you that is who you are. That is who you always will be to me. I don't trust you. I don't care if you've done 10 years worth of great things. I don't trust you for that one moment. And then you think to yourself, am I a bad person? Am I doing something wrong? And it goes on and on and on and starts planting seeds, and then it becomes a virus in your brain. If you allow it to. So what is the solution to this, Rob? Why are you going on? Why are you saying this? Well, there is a solution. You have to come to terms with it. You have to overcome and be the bigger person. I know it sounds trite. I know it sounds cliche. I'm aware of that. But you have to tell yourself, this is what's best for the situation at hand. You have to continue to chase excellence. You have to continue to show up for your son. You have to continue to show respect in a manner to your co-parent that is respectable enough. There needs not to be any ambiguity, but only love towards that person and prayer. Because good always wins at the end. Fast forward 10 years, if you continue to show up and this individual continues to be bitter towards you or show you disrespect in so many different areas, they will be the ones who will weed themselves out of the equation, not you. You have to remember, this is a marathon. I am the tortoise in the hare's costume. I am the person that is going to persevere if I continue to do the right things and follow the right path. I am in the light of God. I am following the light of God. You have to tell yourself that, which I do tell myself that too. I'm only human. I'm no one that is trying to be somebody that I'm not. I did that in the past and I fell short of everything I was trying to accomplish. So no need to do that. Be yourself. Show up. Grow. Chase excellence. Continue to challenge yourself every single day. And when you have the little nuance, the little external noise nagging at you, allow it to motivate you. If you see that it is affecting your children or your child, bring up your power even more and show up even more for your child. Be present, because if you allow the external noise to bring you down and hinder you and let that evil or whatever it is, that nasty energy, which don't call your other person nasty. They can be whoever they are. They're dealing with their own demons. Have empathy and pray for them. But I'm talking about, if you allow that to consume you, it will consume you. And therefore, there is no one present for the child, because you got two individuals who are in turmoil trying to figure out themselves and their situation. Hurt people. Remember that. What you can do is become the remedy for everybody. You can be a stealth person in the darkness, building yourself quietly, working on yourself, allowing it to drive you, getting close to God, getting close to like-minded individuals who are seeking and searching to grow, to be better men, to be better women, that have solid morals and foundations. And you have the external noise chirping at you, and then eventually it becomes a peep. Now you can't hear it anymore. You've adjusted to it. You've accepted it. It's 5 years down the road. You've continued to show up and do the right thing and challenge yourself, not just lay stagnant and just accept the noise. I'm talking about doing something that is going to grow you every single day, challenge you, get up and go to the gym, go make that sales call. 10 cold calls? No, 100 cold calls. You're reluctant to go visit that client? Visit 10 of them. 10x your life, 10x your situation, 10x your actions. And then that external noise becomes a peep. And then you can't hear it at all. 5 years down the line, you're looking up. You've achieved everything. You look to your right and there's your partner. And he or she's still chirping at you and saying you're doing everything wrong. Go, I know, I know. Here you go. Here's what you need. Here's everything that I owe you. Here's this. Here's that. Okay, but you still did this wrong. I know. In your eyes, that is who I am. In these people's eyes, I'm a different person. I accept in these people's eyes what I accept within myself. And this is why the universe works the way it does, because energy attracts like energy. You are only here, external noise, because of the mutual connection we have. And I love that, and I accept that, and that is something that I cherish. And that's what you should do too. No matter how toxic the situation is, no matter how hard the situation is, you procreated with this individual. Accept it, love it, embrace it. Understand that it's going to be challenging. Use that energy to drive you, to challenge you, to motivate you, to make you one up yourself, to make you do things that you've never done before so you can receive the results that you've never seen. I'm talking to myself. I'm also talking to you. Hurt people. This is Rob Tyson, and this is the Climb Audio Documentary Journey. Stay strong.